Maria Martinez is 18 years old. She got pregnant and had a baby right before her senior year in high school. And Maria is on the line now from her home in Austin, Texas. Hello.
Hi.
What's your son's name?
My son's name is Adrian.
Adrian. And how old is he now?
He's going to be turning 2 in August.
Oh, wow. So he's about to enter the terrible twos.
Are
you prepared for that?
I don't know. Everyone tells me that it's scary. But then they tell me that, wait till you go to threes. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Well, tell me, what do you think? You've been hearing about the news in Gloucester, Massachusetts, these girls. And even if there wasn't a so-called pact to get pregnant, these girls are pregnant. What do you think about that? What do you think about the news coming out of Gloucester?
If these girls want to bring a baby to this world, what do they have to offer the babies? You know, when I saw it on the news and I was like, what were these girls thinking? Because I heard that they were having kids with even strangers. And I was like, I don't know. I think it was very irresponsible for them to think of that.
Well, you got pregnant when you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? What was your reaction when you found out you were pregnant?
I was in denial. I took like 3 pregnancy tests. And I was like, no, this ain't happening to me. This ain't happening to me. I was in denial because I was scared to death of my parents, especially my dad. My dad was so mad at me when I told him. He started asking me all these questions like, why'd you do this? You know, he told me, like, you're dumb. You know, you just ruined your life. It hit me when I went to go see my OBGYN. And she was like, yep, you're pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? You know, that's when it really hit me. And I was like, there's no turning back.
Well, what did you think? Were you sad, shocked, happy?
I was unhappy. I was shocked. I was sad. And I felt like I really disappointed my parents. When I found out, I was just crying the whole time. I was just thinking of what was going to happen with my life, what was going to happen with school.
Did you ever think you might get an abortion?
You know, it crossed my mind, but, you know, everyone has their own values, and I just wanted to raise my baby, you know. I just wanted to face the consequences of what I did.
Well, what about the baby's father?
He's in the picture, but we're not together anymore.
So you gave birth to Adrian and then started your senior year, and that's supposed to be, you know, the memorable year of high school.
Yeah.
What did you miss out on?
I missed out on prom. My son was sick during the whole prom thing, so there was no way that I was able to go. So every day when I was at school, I had a worry. So it wasn't enjoyable.
There wasn't a daycare center at your school?
No, there wasn't. There's a really high pregnancy rate at my school, and all of us, the people that were pregnant and who were parents, we were trying to convince them to put a daycare because we needed it, but it wasn't able to happen.
What did they say? Why didn't they put one in?
Well, they said because they had a bad experience when there was a daycare, that a lot of girls were taking advantage of it. They would just drop off their baby, and then they would leave and go skipping.
You said there's a high pregnancy rate at your school?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I have no idea. I just remember one day, one of my teachers, he was so shocked about it, and, like, he was in front of us, talking to us. It was a history class. And he tells me there was a high pregnancy rate in this school. And he pointed at me and he was like, and you're one of them. And I was like, oh my God, you didn't have to do that.
Well, you're a peer educator for this program in Texas called No Kidding. And that, as far as I understand, counsels teens on parenting issues. When you talk to teenagers and teenage girls in particular, and do you ask them, well, you know, why do you want to have a baby? Why do you want to get pregnant so young?
We always have 1 or 2 students that do say that they do want to become parents at that age. And we do try and ask them why, what's your reason? And most of the reasons is I want unconditional love. And I guess they had a bad experience in their childhood, and that's why they want to feel loved. But we always try and give them the realities of being a young parent. That's why we always go and tell our stories. We always tell them how it is to be a single parent and not to have enough money for diapers. So we always try and give them the realities.
What's the hardest part for you, being a mom?
I guess not having my son's dad with him. Mm-hmm. That kind of sucks. I don't know. I wish I could have had that family, you know, have the dad, the mom, and the kid. But, you know, it doesn't work out all the time. But if I could have waited, I would have. But I don't regret my son. I love him to death.
So if you could say one thing to a teenage girl who's listening to you right now, who's thinking, hey, maybe I'll get pregnant and have a baby, what would you say?
I would say, wait. Why have a baby at this age when you know all the struggles that's going to come with it? I mean, babies are a blessing, but it's just dumb to do it right now when you know you're not ready. Also, be emotionally stable. There's some girls that can't handle the pressure, and they just give up, you know? Just be emotionally stable, be in a committed relationship, and be financially stable also.
And what would you say to the boys listening to this?
You know, use condoms. I don't know. Just like, I never heard a guy say, I want a baby, but, you know, they know what they're doing when they're having sex.
All right, Maria, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's Maria Martinez. She's 18 years old. She's a mom of a 2-year-old named Adrian. She's also a peer educator for the No Kidding program in Texas.